relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
This is happening on his watch, and things look like they weren't going to go well. He took over, and things seem to smooth out. Some might argue they always would have, but it doesn't matter. It's on his watch, and that has given him political capital, Willie, because in our numbers here, you see that that is driving the overall positive approval ratings he has, and anytime you're over 50 in this polarized environment, that's really solid. It's sort of the new 60% of the way when you and I grew up in the 80s and 90s.
Is that Hanks? That's Chuck Todd. If it's a Democrat president having a 53% approval rating, well, it's actually 60 because we're not journalists. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Latest polling. Joe Biden has the lowest approval rating of any Democrat president since Second World War. That's how popular he is. But, you know, if you're a news host, then you're a Democrat. Former Democrat staffer, then, well, just, you know, add 10%, because that's how truthy we are. Let's get to somebody else who's in the White House, who is just chomping at the bit to become the president, an individual who stands in the corner and then now and again will give an interview. Her name's Cackling Kamala, and she was on CNN, and she is telling the world what she thinks Americans want. Video cut to Kamala the Cackler.
Well, we've made our position clear, each of us, and as an administration, we've made our position clear. But it is for the folks in the Senate to work together to resolve whatever may be differences of opinion about the details of the legislation. But I think there's no question that the American people, in a bipartisan way, realize and want that there will be some reform of this system.
Does that fill you with confidence? Mr. G, grab your headphones. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Have you recovered from our trip to the border with Sheriff Lamb?
Yes, I'm feeling good now. I'm all right. I'm not tired. I'm not worn out anymore.
You're never tired. You're Mr. G. You're not allowed to be tired. We're going to play some more of the Kathleen Kamala's comments from the CNN. But that wasn't a very good performance, was it?
No, and the audio doesn't even really kind of, if you take a look at the video and you look at it, she's looking down the whole time. Her eyes are off. She's never on camera. It's like she's trying to remember the rehearsed line.
But it's not a tough question. I mean, and then she says, well, then it's the Senate's job to decide on legislation. That I thought we knew that. Don't most Americans know that that's how it works?
Well, that's her wisdom. That's Kamala's wisdom.
That is the wisdom of Kamala. Before we go back to the cackler, just share, because I know our listeners really want to know what we did at the border. We've got to process all the video, all the sound when I'm back actually in D.C. Biggest take home for Mr. G on our trip with Sheriff Lamb.
The quick sum up is you see these people that, you know, some of these sheriffs, they go on Fox and stuff and they're talking about how bad it is. It is not an exaggeration at all. It's much worse than I think that even they're kind of describing when you go out there and you actually see everything that's happening.
And the fact that we got more video and more evidence of what the smugglers are doing in a one-day trip than the mainstream media has done in the last 4 years. Am I right?
Basically, the first hour and a half we were there.
We were done. Yes. We were done. The camera was full. We had the evidence. And it took us, what, a one-day trip to Arizona.
Yeah, and the carpet shoes, which I've never heard of, are all over the place there.
These are the overshoes made of carpet material to hide the tracks of the illegal immigrants. Never seen it before. Took us about 20 minutes with Sheriff Lamb, an amazing man. Okay, let's get back to the cackler. Thank you, Mr. G. And she's promising gun reform. I don't know why. Cut three.
That we agree we should have background checks. That's just reasonable gun safety laws. We should have an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of people quickly. They are weapons of war, and Congress has to act, Dana. I mean, you know, I was recently in Connecticut. Senators Murphy and Blumenthal and the governor there, so many people, the families of Sandy Hook. You know, I honestly thought that when those babies, 26 and 7-year-old children, were slaughtered, I really thought Congress would act. I thought that would be the thing. And it didn't happen.
But do you think it can happen? My question was about
happen.
But my question was about
happen.
Your
It should have happened and it has to happen. Is that the language of a vice president? Is that leadership? Is that being a statesman or stateswoman? That look, you know me, of course I'm partisan. I've been presidentially appointed twice. I worked on the Trump transition team. I worked in the White House. And I've still, thank you, Mr. President, still got my appointment to the Defense Department National Security Education Board. Despite the left-wing media, sorry, Zaki, yeah, I still got it. Despite your efforts to get me kicked off, you got to try harder, Snowflake. So I'm biased. I admit it, unlike everybody else in the fake news from Chuck Todd to lying fakey Jakey Tapper. Irrespective of my political identity, that's just incredibly unimpressive. You're the vice president, and you're moaning, and then you're saying something should happen. That's not what leaders do, say something should happen. And she does it again. Cut four.
9 minutes and 29 seconds, right? We all watched that video. Many of us watched it multiple times, and people are in pain over what we all saw in that video. And in fact, it was in large part because of that case that together with my then colleagues, Cory Booker in particular, and then on the House side, Karen Bass, that we wrote the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. And I really do hope that the United States Senate, the House has passed. The United States Senate will take it on and have the courage to take it on, because there is no question that we've got to put an end to these moments where the public questions whether there's going to be accountability.
I'm sorry, that was just pathetic. Where's my professor? Shad, get your headphones on.
I'm on. I'm always on.
Let's look at this, not from the visual perspective, but we just listen to that together. I know, you know, look, we're conservatives. Mm-hmm. You're a flipping Hillsdale grad.
100%. Best 4 years of my life.
I know. Amazing. And that's why you're working on my show. But talk to us. Just pass that. Dissect what you just heard in terms of forthright leadership, irrespective of politics.
Well, there's all sorts of things that you can appeal to, right, when you're trying to make an argument in any situation. Perhaps the cheapest, but sometimes most effective, is pathetic, pathos, right? And not right. Pathetic in the way that we use it nowadays, as in you're just... Yeah, the pathetic, right. It's about the emotion. All she's doing in both of those last two cuts is that, you know, slowing her words down, talking about the babies, talking about how much of an impact all of these things
the
have.
Hurt. The hurt.
It hurts so many people I know. And by doing that, everybody's defenses go down. And then when the kicker comes, which is, I didn't actually do anything, and I'm hoping, quote unquote, that something gets done, you swallow it easy. It's a sugar pill, right? And so She's sitting there lying to your face about actual efficacy, about actual leadership, because she's dripping it in pathos. It's all that she needs to do to convince anybody who's already on her side that she has it under control. Anybody who's, you know, got two brain cells to rub together, on the other hand, knows that they're being tricked.
And this is the current Vice President of the United States. Okay, I've been teasing it for the last 2 hours. I got to get to it. So many amazing guests, but here's the latest. This is from Breitbart, Neil Munro. It's an analysis of my colleague Hugh Hewitt's interview with Bush 44. President George W. Bush told radio host Hugh Hewitt that he is working with the Koch Brothers Network to help President Joe Biden pass an amnesty and a cheap labor bill through Congress. And here's the direct quote, my friends, because you need to know this. We've got a coalition of like-minded people working this issue. We're talking to people about, you know, what needs to be done. I mean, the Koch brothers, for example. I know that's a word that scares a lot of people on the left, but they're very much in favor of a rational immigration policy. Did you hear that? George Bush, a rational immigration policy. And they're putting money behind it, and they're pushing hard. If the president is sincere about this, he ought to sit down with, you know, some rational Republicans. Quote, I think there's a deal to be done. Wow. They're doing it again. They're betraying you, the American people. George W. Bush wants amnesty for illegals. With Koch brother money, he wants to sit down with Joe Biden. The swamp, it's real, and that's why we're here. I'm Sebastian Gorka. One man fighting back is Ken Cuccinelli, former Trump administration official. This is America First. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/Gorka to protect your data today.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
With the help of great people like Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow, 51 million sold. I'm in California. I've got my travel MyPillow with me because it's that good. The left are trying to cancel him. 25 corporations boycotting his products. Send the fascistic cancel culture leftists a message. Order your MyPillow products right now. Over 100 different products. Mike's going to give you up to 66% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Promo code GORKA. Send the left-wing crazies a message. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. I love it when good people reinvent themselves, find their new mission. And that's exactly what's happened with my former Trump administration colleague, former Virginia Attorney General and Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, who went to the Heritage Foundation, though conservative mothership, and now he's got a new mission. It is to look at what the Biden administration is doing. He's got a piece, Real Clear Politics is the webpage. Let's post it right now. Ken Cuccinelli, what is the Biden effect that you write about?
Well, the Biden effect, not surprisingly, is the opposite of the Trump effect. When President Trump was sworn in, without doing virtually anything, just because he had told the world how he was going to enforce the law, the numbers of illegal border crossers plummeted to some of the lowest levels in years, in decades, in 2017. And it lasted through most of the year until illegal immigrants or potential illegal immigrants realized that there were judges in America who were going to help them break the law. And they gradually had court cases won by radical left groups like the ACLU and so forth that started to kick the door back open. And we ended up with that crisis in 2019. But unlike the current crisis, the Trump administration attacked it and drove those numbers down. Fast forward to Biden being sworn in after telling the whole world, come on in, we won't deport you. And fill in the blank. So what happens predictably, and they were told by the professionals, there's literally a tsunami, an invasion of illegal aliens upon the swearing in of Joe Biden. We've filled up every facility for hundreds of miles from the border. They're already overwhelmed, and it's only been 3 months. That is the Biden effect.
Yeah, and we saw it for ourselves this weekend. My producer and I traveled to the border. We saw Sheriff Lamshoulders. Good. The incredible evidence, just the detritus everywhere. The carpet shoes for masking their footprints, the backpack, the camouflage equipment. It is incredible. In one county that is 60 miles from the border. But in your latest piece, Ken, you connect it to a bigger picture. It's not just about the anti-Trump. You connect it to HR1. Explain the bigger picture of what's really happening in the last 3 months.
So for you and me and so many, when we think about illegal immigration, we focus on the border, visa overstayers, those kinds of things, and we solve it inside that bubble. We attack the problem, and we did attack the problem in the Trump administration. But what they're doing on the radical left, this is only part of a plan. This isn't even a problem. You and I look at the border and see a crisis. They see a voter registration line. And what do I mean by that? In H.R. 1, their voting bill, they would sweep, they would order the states to sweep all of the adult individuals. It doesn't say citizens. It says individuals in all of their state databases into their voter registration database, meaning they would be automatically registered to vote. And that doesn't matter whether you're a citizen or not. So, of course, many of these states give driver's licenses or IDs or at least vaccinations, because it's a public health issue, to people who aren't citizens and many who are even here illegally. And so they would all be on the voter rolls, millions of them. At the same time, H.R. 1 eliminates the criminal penalty for the illegal alien who swept into the voter rolls this way from voting. And so, said, that's not all. There's still another step. They, instead of criminalizing the illegal voting, they invent a new federal felony for state and local officials who might question or impair someone's voter registration or voting, which sounds fine on its own, but it's intended to intimidate state and local officials from getting in the way of these folks, illegal aliens, getting put on the voter rolls.
So this is shocking. So let me just make a contrast here. This is absolutely shocking. We're down there with the sheriff and his deputies. We're doing ride-alongs. We're looking for smugglers. And they're telling us that they can't charge anybody. There is no federal statute now that allows them to charge somebody with a felony for just transporting illegals in America. If they're crossing the border, maybe. But when they're caught in America, unless they've got a previous record, they have to let them go. So we can't stop the traffickers, but now they want to make it a federal crime to question somebody's legitimacy to vote, Ken?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And as you and I have seen with the politicization of prosecution, you know very well what they have in mind. In the same bill, we don't have to wonder. In the same bill, they turn the FEC, for your listeners, that's the Federal Election Commission, which governs federal elections, which has always, for as long as it's existed, it has been an evenly balanced 3-3 Republican-Democrat body. so right. that it would be balanced. They want to make it unbalanced. They want to give it an odd number favoring the president's party and give it prosecutorial powers. What do you think they're going to do with those prosecutorial powers? I would point out, Seb, that even the ACLU, believes that many of the speech impairing elements of this bill are unconstitutional. That's how radical this bill is.
Follow him right now at Ken Cuccinelli on Twitter. What is your message to the average listener out there, the average American? We've got millions who are tuned in right now. Can they make a difference? Do they have a role to play in protecting our elections?
They do. They should tell their U.S. senator both to keep the filibuster, and that's Republicans and Democrats, and to oppose S1, which is the Senate version of HR1. And if they keep the filibuster, it takes 60 votes to pass new laws, and there's no way they get 10 Republicans on this voting bill. It's easy to peel squishy Republicans off on things like amnesty, but not on kicking the doors of our election system open to fraud, which is what S1 would do. So call your senator, Republican or Democrat, to keep the filibuster and get rid of S1.
How serious is this threat, Ken?
Oh, it's real. If we see this go through, we're literally going to have kicked the door open to every bad fraud-prone practice you could possibly imagine. It will gut confidence in our elections, and it'll do it for good reason, because the people who are passing this bill want to cheat. They want to cheat.
Tell your senator right now, if they don't stand up for the filibuster, that's it. They will never get reelected. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you today from 860 AM The Answer in Fremont, California. Stay on this channel. ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is 100% drug-free and works. How do they know that? I don't need a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it now for more than 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. But it's not just me. It's thousands of you, tens of thousands of you across the country, including Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That could be you. That should be you. But there's only one way to find out. But it's incredibly easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack, or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 weeks or less, in 3 days or less. Take it for 3 weeks, morning and night, like just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of others. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it now. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
What's the right phrase? It's not sticker shock. Buyer's remorse. That's the one. Buyer's remorse. This story is from Thomas Barabi at Fox News. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler called Friday for the city's residents to assist authorities in their efforts to, quote, unmask members of the self-described anarchist mob Antifa. The same Ted Wheeler who genuflected at the knee of the extremists now wants their help. Well, what about when Andy Ngo was given a brain bleed in your city as the cops that work for you stood by? Oh, how funny. The tide is turning. Somebody who understands what's really going on is, of course, the man who wrote the book, Cynical Theories, James Lindsay. I love in his bio, Professor Lindsay says, not a New York Times best-selling author, math PhD Professor Lindsay. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, great to talk to you, Seb.
So, James, I invited you back on this show because for two reasons. I was in my hotel room this morning and a Prager video popped up on my social media feed. And it was you looking very dapper in a suit talking about CRT, critical race theory, new Prager video. Let's post it on our Twitter feed, on our Facebook page. You've got to see it. 6 minutes on what this thing is. And I need you back here because you spent an hour with us. You explained everything that you found in your incredible book, Cynical Theories. But then YouTube canceled our channel because they're fascists. We're back. It's okay. We're on Rumble. Subscribe right now, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. So we have to have a little bit of a praise here, a little bit of a cliff notes to the prior discussion we had. James, do a little in a nutshell. The CRT, the critical race theory that you explained in Prager, explain it again to our millions of listeners. What is it and what does it say to its adherents?
Sure. It is a movement that's geared up toward redefining how we think about race and racism. It's basically a warmed over version of communism using race instead of economic class. What it says in its own words, I say this in the PragerU video, it says that unlike traditional approaches to civil rights, which favor incrementalism and step-by-step progress, and this is their own words, critical race theory questions the very foundations of the liberal order, including equality theory, legal reasoning, enlightenment rationalism, and the neutral principles of constitutional law. So they repudiate the civil rights movement. They disagree with having a liberal order like based on the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. They reject the idea of equality. They reject the idea of rule of law. They reject the idea that human beings are best when they're acting rationally and appealing to evidence and reason. And they reject the idea that we should have constitutional law that's applied neutrally. We should instead bias the law to favor certain people other than others, which is, for example, why we saw the vote Proposition 16 in California last fall to remove the anti-discrimination language from the California state constitution.
Is this an operationalization of cultural Marxism? What's the connection of CRT to cultural Marxism, James?
Yeah, that's where it comes from. It is actually an attempt to re-racialize America, re-racialize the West, in order to operationalize a culture war across lines that they say in the literature of racial stratification. They want people to think that people of different races are in totally different social classes that are competing against one another for resources, that can't understand one another, that are at constant loggerheads, constantly fighting, so that they can tear society apart and they can create enough division so that they can shuttle in a rehashing of kind of communism based in racial distribution and historical injustices that they call equity.
Would you say that this is the most powerful that communism and Marxism has ever been inside America? Would it be fair to say that?
By far, this is easily their best bid at cracking open the gates of Western civilization. I frequently like to say the critical race theory is the lockpick that opens the gates to let the barbarians in, and they're having quite a field day with it.
And the barbarians are now inside the wire. He's going to stay with us for one more segment. You have to understand what this man is telling us because he's got the evidence. He's tracked it. The book is Cynical Theories. His incredible website is newdiscourses.com. That's newdiscourses.com. And you can follow Professor James Lindsay at Conceptual James. That's Conceptual James on Twitter. We'll be back with the good professor momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Did you know the average price of a hearing aid in America is over $2,400 a pair? That's why there's MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered digital hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. The Volt Plus model is just $299.99 each when you buy a pair. That's nearly 90% less. MD Hearing Aid was founded by an ENT surgeon who saw how many of his patients needed hearing aids but couldn't afford them. He made it his mission to develop a quality hearing aid that anyone could afford. MD Hearing Aid's Volt Plus model is rechargeable and waterproof in up to 3 feet of water. You don't even need a prescription or a doctor's appointment. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. MD Hearing Aid has brought affordable hearing to over 600,000 satisfied customers. They have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Plus, veterans love MD Hearing Aid. Russell J. says that he'd worked around F-4 fighter jets for years in the Navy, and he thought he'd never hear again like this. He put the Volt Plus in and could actually hear the leaves crackling under his feet. It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A to get their buy one, get one, $299.99 each offer. Plus, they're adding a free charging case, a $100 value, just for listeners of America First. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use our promo code G-O-R-K-A, or you can call them at 1-855-295-4031. That's 1-855-295-4031.
It just hid itself better. Critical race theory, therefore, is not a continuation of the civil rights movement. It is, in fact, a repudiation of it. To critical race theorists, Martin Luther King was both wrong and naive. White Americans can never judge blacks by the content of their character. They can only judge them, always unfavorably, consciously or unconsciously, by the color of their skin. Ironically, not since the Aryan obsession in Germany in the 1930s and 1940s, or South African apartheid in the second half of the 20th century, has the social movement been so obsessed with race.
That is perhaps the most striking moment in the short video that PragerU has just published with our guest James Lindsay, the author of Cynical Theories, one of the greatest experts on the threat that critical race theory and critical theories per se pose to Western civilization. James, unpack that a little bit, because not even I had fully comprehended what you just said, that not since the Nazi regime, based on Aryan philosophy, and the South African apartheid regime, have we seen a philosophy as racially divisive and focused as the left's critical race theory?
Yeah, that's correct. Critical race theory begins from an assumption in the literature, a fancy academic term called structural determinism. And what critical race theory therefore believes is that society is structured according to racial demographic, and that structure determines what your outcome in life, what your experience in life, what your range of possible success and failure will look like. And because of that, it makes everybody focus on race and the relevance of race all the time. And those two horrific examples in human history are two of the most poignant that people can resonate with to understand just how dangerous a movement that focuses on race and the grievances built up around race and the idea that race is somehow determinant of your outcomes in life can actually be.
By that logic, doesn't that mean that the Reverend Martin Luther King is a racist, a bigot who upheld the oppressive regime by his thought that skin color should be irrelevant?
Yes, actually, because the belief under structural determinism, the same philosophy, is very simply that if you ignore the relevance of race, if you try to be colorblind in the way that Martin Luther King called out, then what you're going to do is merely reproduce and entrench existing inequalities. It believes that there are inequalities baked into the system, and if you try to ignore them, they will only get worse. That's a very cynical, very pessimistic view that they hold, and it's actually at the very core of their ideology.
So the book is Cynical Theories. We're discussing the latest video on PragerU with our guest, James Lindsay. Follow him at Conceptual James and also his fabulous website, newdiscourses.com. So let's talk about permutations. Let's talk about possible scenarios. Very few Americans who just want to, you know, make the car payment at the end of the month, want to feed their kids. They're not going to be experts on Marcuse, Adorno and Gramsci and the evolution of the new left. So when is there going to be an inflection point? I'm just going to mention at the top of the show, we talked about Portland's mayor is now desperate that the man who was all in for BLM and Antifa now wants the help of the people of Portland after the last year of destruction to help unmask the Antifa, the identity of the anarchists. We have figures from New York, James. In the last year alone, over 5,000 police officers have taken early retirement, which is an increase of 75% as opposed to the year before. Is there going to be a precipitating event which will force people to wake up? What is your expectation as the person who studied this so much?
You know, I actually think the inflection point, which will be a period of time, has begun. It is possible there will be a particular event where people say, enough, this was too far. It may even have been the attempt to reframe the narrative around the knife-wielding teenager who was shot by police and to say that the police officer who saved a black life was actually taking black life. That may actually have been a pretty striking moment in this. But what I see is that this movement is meant, the critical race theory movement, I mean, is meant to be top down and bottom up at the same time. They want the grassroots Black Lives Matter activists out in the street carrying on, moving this football, getting people to believe it, getting people to read White Fragility, getting people to tap into interrogating their racial stamina or whatever it is. And they also want to be able to get the White House and the administrative state and our legislators filled with these, and different administrators and colleges filled with these activists who will apply these policies. And what's happened is they're losing the bottom. They may have already lost the bottom. The bottom of this top-down, bottom-up strategy is falling out from underneath them so quickly that it's basically raining bricks. And that inflection point, therefore, either may be drawing near or may already have begun as a period in which people are waking up and realizing that critical race theory is a big lie that's damaging to our society, damaging to individuals, and doesn't help anybody, least of all the people it speaks for.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. I want everybody to watch your video on PragerU. Support PragerU. Read this man's book, Critical Theories. You're a brave individual. You're a standard bearer for the truth. You're an expert in mathematics, but you saw the injustice of everything that is related to this policy, this concept, and you actually are pushing back against it. What is your message, James Lindsay, to the average American who sees the insanity in their kids' schools and hasn't said anything yet?
My message is simple to those people. Courage begets courage, and the other side of that is that cowardice begets cowardice. If you're brave, if you stand up, if you speak up, the crowd will rise around you. If you cower, if you stay silent, other people will feel encouraged to stay silent as well. So courage begets courage. Speak up. Others will join you. And remember, cowardice begets cowardice. So if you don't speak up, if you hide, you're just leading other people to do the same.
It's a very, very simple but powerful message. The choice is yours, America. Cowardice or courage? The courage upon which our nation was built. God bless you, James, for doing what you do. The author of Cynical Theories, the creator of the New Discourses website, newdiscourses.com. Read his book, see the PragerU video, and follow him on Twitter at Conceptual James. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the 860 AM The Answer Studios in Fremont, California.
You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98 $40 of savings, and Kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard Queen Premium, and all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
America First. Magnificent.
Want to unwind? Want to have a laugh? Check out Mike Lindell's new movie. It's called Church People with Thor Ramsey and Stephen Baldwin. It's about America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, who gets embroiled in a crazy scheme based by his church leaders, and it's potentially blasphemous. What does he do to push back and get back to the gospel? Shit, stream it at salemnow.com. Use promo code Gorka for big discounts. That's Church People, Mike Lindell's new comedy, salemnow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go from a fictitious church to a real one. That great pastor, the Polish pastor, Artur from Calgary, he did it again. He kicked the police, the fascistic Calgary police, with the health inspector who wanted to shut down his church service. It's amazing. This is what we need thousands of. Play video.
Well, friends, we have a SWAT team in our church again coming, authorities. So I'm going to go out and see what they want. This is not street church. You have a wrong. You got to do your homework first before you come, okay? You have a wrong organization.
Okay, that is for you, Arturo.
No, you can contact. No. You can contact my lawyer. Okay, my lawyer takes care of this. I'm not interested to listen to any word you have to say. I do not cooperate with Gestapo. I do not talk to the Nazis. You came in your uniforms like thugs. That's what you are. Brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. You're Nazi, Gestapo, communist, fascist. I do not cooperate with Nazis. Talk to my lawyer. You're not allowed here. You're not welcomed here. And I'm not going to cooperate with Gestapo like you, okay? So is that fair enough for you? Okay, talk to my lawyer.
I just wanted to explain a little bit about the order.
I'm not interested.
I just wanted to at least have a conversation.
I'm not interested in talking. You see, this is what the Gestapo is doing. You're coming to the place of worship to intimidate and to harass. So you can make an appointment. Lady, listen to me. You can make an appointment. Another day. You're Gestapo. Another day. This day. Not this day. Not during the church. You understand? Make an appointment. Okay. So go.
See you later on. Have a good day.
You are sick. That's what you are. And rightfully so, you change your uniforms to black because you're exactly acting like the Gestapo of old.
What did James say in the last segment? Courage begets courage. Where are the other pastors, the other priests, community leaders, restaurant owners? We need more like that man. They came a second time to his church during worship services, and he said, "Get out of here, you fascists!" It's time to stand up, push back on the liars, the propagandists. We have a republic to save. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Watch your six. Stay frosty.